know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
This morning on the phone from Tampa, Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, folks. How we doing?
All right.
Looking forward to it. We're actually shooting a show down here at Innisbrook. Sheila Johnson, of course, co-founder of BET. So looking forward to that this Sunday on TV1. So got a lot of great stuff. But since I'm in Florida, a big story, Tom, took place on Friday. Marissa Alexander, of course, Jackie Reed, talked to her ex-husband and a couple of weeks ago. And amazing, Tom. 20-year minimum prison term she was sentenced to on Friday because of the law there in Florida for firing a gun into a ceiling to stave off her abusive husband. Joining us this morning is Congressman Corinne Brown. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, Martin and Tom Joyner.
This is a stunning story.
It's the saddest story.
Everybody's focusing on the stand your ground element. She tried to argue that she was standing her ground to protect herself. That was rejected by the judge.
And that's the problem. The judge had the this was not the trial judge. It was whether or not to permit stand your ground. Well, I commissioned a study because it has never been granted for an African American. It's just
really.
Yeah, that's
never?
Right. So, I mean, the disparity there, who is the stand your ground for? And it was a warning shot. Why would you get an aggravated assault for a warning shot?
Now, on that point, according to the Florida law, if someone fires a gun and they are convicted of an aggravated assault, the discharge of that firearm mandates a mandatory, I think the law is 10-20 life, a mandatory 20-year minimum. And so I wrote a column on this week, and I said the problem here really is the mandatory minimums in Florida because the judge doesn't have the discretion to take into account mitigating factors.
Absolutely. That's the problem. And because of the way the prosecutor charged this woman, the judge had no leeway. The only person that have leeway in a situation like this is the prosecutor. And that's the problem. The judge should have some discretion. It's just, you know, and I've checked how many times I've talked to so many people that if you wasn't African-American, I mean, it's institutional racism. And I hate to say it. I've talked to others. They've gotten probation. For the same crime.
Stand your ground law, you've not found one case where a black person was
successfully using the stand your ground.
That's right. So stand your ground. Please don't try it if you're black in Florida.
And this lady fired warning shots. This lady fired warning shots in the ceiling.
One shot, Tom.
Okay, one shot in the ceiling because her husband had been beating on her.
Oh, listen, he have five children from five different women, and he admitted he beat all of them. The woman need counseling. She don't need no, she has a master's degree, no prior, no involvement with the criminal justice system. Where is the mercy? Where is the justice? Help me, somebody.
The same prosecutor is prosecuting the Trayvon Martin case.
Angela Corey.
That's right.
Now, Tom, Angela Corey offered her a 3-year plea bargain. And I've had a lot of African-Americans on my Twitter feed and Facebook say, well, she should have taken the plea bargain. But, Congresswoman, isn't this the problem that African-Americans, people always say, because, you know, take the plea bargain, and they, in many ways, are forced to do so. She still would have went to prison for 3 years.
3 years? But, listen, no one got hurt. She fired in the ceiling. What I've done, two things. One, I'm getting her some additional lawyer's assistance because clearly, you know, I went to court Friday for the sentencing. 9 attorneys on the prosecutor's side. She had one attorney. 20 law enforcement officers in the courtroom. I've never seen anything like it. Listen, I'm a tough lady. I cried the whole time. 5 women testified how they were beaten and abused by this man. Why was none of this taken into consideration during the prosecutor is the only person that could have given mercy. And she thought 3 years was mercy.
And even her 11-year-old daughter, Marisha Alexander's 11-year-old daughter, she took the stand as well, pleading with the judge for her mom not to go to prison. And
the judge had no discretion.
So there's a two-pronged approach here. First of all, to change the law so that the judge will have some discretion. But more importantly, what you said you're off trying to get her some help. What is the next step in the appeal
process?
Well,
we're having a mass march, and that's what I want to mention here, on the 29th of May. I'm meeting with the National NAACP. I've been talking with them, and we're going to have a march in Jacksonville. And basically, it's on Stand Your Ground and the maximum 20 to life sentencing. I mean, clearly, we have double jeopardy here in Florida, and we need to address. And this is why elections are so important. You know, we go in and vote for one person and walk out. We need to look very closely because the judges, the criminal justice system affect us in so many ways.
And Congresswoman Brown, I want to, on that particular point, we talked about this yesterday on Washington Watch. So many people, Tom, are focused on this election and President Obama. What I keep saying is, district attorneys are on the ballot.
Absolutely.
Judges are on the ballot. And when you look at the voting down ballot, it pretty much drops off big time. So this election should not just be about the presidential race. Understand, we can't talk about these kind of issues here and ignore the judges and the DAs who we keep voting for.
That's right. Well, not voting.
Not voting.
Vote for the top of the ticket and walk out. It takes the whole team. The reason why we can't get the president agenda is because you have, let's say, 25 people not voting any of the agenda. So it's not just one person. We all have a responsibility in this process.
We're going to stay on top.
Florida has put in so many laws to keep us from voting. We need to educate ourselves. We each have a responsibility.
Gotcha. Congresswoman Brown, we're going to stay on top of this case and follow it through. Thank you very much.
The 29th, we want everybody in Jacksonville, Florida.
We're on it. Thanks a lot.